Hello, Don Newberry in Fort Worth with Mort's Football Dilemma, this week's Idle American column. If my ancient Uncle Mort could somehow saddle up the University of Texas mascot, then lean forward, he'd literally be close to the center of Bevo's horns. As it is, this simple what if only figuratively describes his dilemma concerning the outcome of the upcoming Longhorn Ohio State football game. Whichever team wins will reach the Holy Grail, the NCAA Major College Gold-Plated Championship football game. You'd think Mort would be a hands-down fan of the burnt orange team. Instead, he's sitting on his hands. My uncle has nothing against UT. What he vehemently opposes is the Southeastern Conference. He'll always believe that the SEC's multi-year plan was to woo this old Southwest Conference marquee teams. I'm not talking about the current Big 12, Mort wheezed. If the SEC tentacles hadn't started creeping in years ago, there'd still be a powerful Southwest Conference. He said the whole shebang reminds him of his devout preacher uncle, who once said, "Where I grew up, everybody was Baptist, unless somebody had been messing with them." All this to say that on the one hand, he'll be happy if the Longhorns beat the Buckeyes. Why, says Mort, shouldn't the Longhorns be able to crush a bunch of nuts, adding, "Ain't that what Buckeyes are?" On the other hand, he can't get excited about the prospect that an Ohio State win might lead to an NCAA championship. That's simply not the kind of good fortune he thinks the Southeastern Conference deserves. Well, we're nearing the time of year when I pull an end run on TV football games. Typically, I join other viewers 30 or 40 minutes into the games. Utilizing my DVR, I'm able to fast forward through most commercials. This shortens games and also spares me the tedium of watching commercials I've already seen dozens of times. The end run is reversed during the Super Bowl, however. Usually, commercials are fresh and often far more engaging than the game themselves. So during the big game coming up, I'm likely to fast forward through game action, thereby quickly accessing the next fresh new commercial. Allow me to praise one current commercial that may reach the height of classics, like the lady throwing a discount tire through the store window and Sarah Peller's insistent search for the beef in a Wendy's hamburger. New on the scene is Taco Bell's intrusion into the domain currently ruled by the burger joints. Taco Bell is proud of its new crispy chicken nuggets. In one ad, participants are gathered around the sample plate. Viewers are assured that these are not paid actors. The first taster offers high praise, but the second one has a different story. She calls the nuggets to be an, quote, abomination. With sneering derision, she laughs heartily at others whose comments are positive. I've wished for such laughter responses to stories I've spun in 23 years of columns and speaking engagements, but sadly, none so far. The announcer admits that there is one paid performer, Negative Nelly, and as one would expect, he urges us not to be a Negative Nelly. I heard my favorite Super Bowl joke years ago from the late great Congressman Charlie Stenholm, a Christian statesman who is greatly missed. He told of the youth pastor who asked adults in church to bring sandwiches and cookies to the church's fellowship hall for a community-wide Super Bowl party for youth following the evening service. As the crowd grew in the sanctuary, the young man feared that he might have underestimated his needs. He retreated to the fellowship hall, hastily placing a sign on the sandwich table, "Please limit yourself to two sandwiches. Remember, God is watching you." He didn't notice a seventh grader lurking nearby. When the pastor returned to the sanctuary, the youngster made his own sign, this one for the cookie table. "Take all the cookies you want. Remember, God is watching the sandwiches. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.